I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It is great to have you with us on this Wednesday. A lot to get to from all over the globe today, including two visions of our digital future, a glowing one from Estonia, a more sinister one from China. Those stories coming up later on the show. But we start right here in the U.S. with that big moment last night for Doug Jones, the Democrat who won the Senate seat once held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
I will tell you, tonight is a night for rejoicing. Because, as Dr. King liked to quote, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Jones giving a nod to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. last night. For Democrats, Alabama was a victory by a slim margin, but still a victory. For Republicans and Donald Trump, a loss in a race marred by allegations of sexual misconduct against the GOP candidate Roy Moore. But let's try to put all of this into a wider perspective, because you tune into the world to hear how the rest of the globe sees us. Gary Young is with the Guardian newspaper in Britain and was their longtime correspondent here in the States. He's now based in London and is the author of A Day in the Death of America. I asked Young what he thought motivated the high black turnout in Alabama.
These provocations that have come from Trump, the Take a Knee movement, or Charlottesville, where he's had the chance to either say nothing or to say something good or to say something neutral and has chosen to say something bad, there is a price to pay. And it wasn't obvious what that price would be while he was saying them, because they seemed to galvanize his base and his support. I think Trump is bringing out African-American voters in a way that Democrats couldn't, frankly. Mm. I mean, we're talking about Alabama. It's never been easy for black people to vote in Alabama. That's
I mean,
there's a reason why Rosa Parks came from there.
It's an interesting dynamic, what you were saying about Trump turning out the black vote. But it also reminds us that the divisions in the U.S. are as stark as ever. And the numbers coming in from the Alabama vote, I mean, it's just kind of crazy. 97% of black women went for Jones. 93% of black men went for Jones. And 74% of white men went for Moore. What does that tell you about how serious the divides are in America today?
The thing when it comes to race in America that one has to keep coming back to is how recently America, particularly in a place like Alabama, has been a non-racial democracy.
Right.
200 years a slave state, 100 years an apartheid state. It's only relatively recently, in the last 50 years, that America has been a non-racial democracy, and particularly in Alabama, arguably even more recently than that. Alabama only formally legalized within the state interracial marriage 15, 20 years ago. And so while these divides are shocking when one understands America as only a Western country, when one understands it as a particular kind of Western country, then I think that informs what we're talking about. But what is disturbing in another sense is the degree to which those divisions are now being replicated throughout the country, that in a way, America looks to me like it is becoming more southern than the South is becoming more like the rest of America.
Gary, did you ever visit Alabama when you were U.S. correspondent for The Guardian?
Many times, many, many times.
So yes. What do you tell your friends about this part of the U.S.? I mean, Doug Jones, he prosecuted the 16th Street Baptist Church bombings from 1963. Do Brits wonder how it's possible he had to fight for this victory?
I tell them, and, you know, I'm being honest here, that some of the most fantastic times I've had in America have been in the South. That it's there that I've met some of the most wonderful people, both black and white. It's my favorite part of the country, actually, the American South, because it's a part of the country that where everybody has known pain. Black people have known pain, you know, segregation and so on. White people have known pain through losing the Civil War and being a poorer part of America, even though they're generally the richer part of it. And pain makes people more interesting. But that it's also the least familiar in terms of religiosity in particular, but also in terms of racial mores, if you're coming from elsewhere in the West.
This is the perfect place to talk about your travels through America, including in parts of the South, for your new documentary, Angry White and American. This encounter happened with the white supremacist Richard Spencer. Let's just hear this.
Look at the average life of an African-American in the United States. It's far better than any African living in Africa.
Really? So slavery was good for them?
They benefited from being in a different nation than their own, no doubt.
Really?
No doubt. How can you deny that?
Sorry?
How can you deny such
it's
an obvious
such
fact?
A ridiculous notion.
How is it ridiculous?
It's such a ridiculous,
notion
that people
wow, extraordinary. Gary, I think about the point and a half victory of Doug Jones over Roy Moore in Alabama. Is your conversation with Spencer a bit like the conversation one part of America is trying to have with itself?
I arrived in 2003, which was just before the Iraq War, and left in 2015. And during that time, I saw the country become more and more divided. Divided on racial lines, yes, but actually on deeply philosophical lines about what America was for, what its place in the world should be, what its government should do. And divided in a way, and this, you know, is now familiar in Britain, you know, we've seen it through Brexit, working from different information sources. So people who know different things and therefore feel the capacity to believe different things. And each time you didn't think it could get worse, something else would come along which would kind of aggravated. And, you know, that's where I think we are now. That my guess is that a large number of white Alabamians looked at these accusations of sexual impropriety where Roy Moore was concerned and thought, there are those liberal Yankees ridiculing us again, making things up, trying to undermine our way of life, and we're not going to have it. And that sense of siege, which I think a significant section of white America has, this sense that they are besieged, brooks no contrary argument. So none of the arguments are going through, to the point where you're only talking about a country in the sense that people share a flag and an anthem, but the sense of what it means to be a member of that country, the trajectory of the country, the history of the country, if we look at the monument arguments and so on, has kind of almost completely fallen apart. Racially in particular, it seems the most polarized to me since the civil rights era.
Gary Young of The Guardian speaking with us from London. It's so great to have your voice on this particular Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.